Now, you said that the original Coca-Cola was different from the drink we know today?
That's right. Originally, people added plain water to the syrup. But one day, one of Pemberton's customers asked if he could add carbonated water, you know, water with gas in it, instead of plain water. And that proved very popular. And that's how Coca-Cola is made today.
So what you're saying is it's carbonated water and syrup. I didn't know that. And did Pemberton make a lot of money from his invention?
Not really, because he sold his company to someone else after a couple of years. The company has changed hands several times since then.
Really? And today Coca-Cola is known all over the world.
Yes. And in almost every country where Coca-Cola is sold, the bottling plants are owned by local business people. The head office in the U.S. makes and supplies the ingredients, but the manufacturing and selling are all done locally.
Well, thank you very much for sharing that information with us. It's been very interesting.
Unit 12. Business. Lesson 2. The Keys to Success. 2. Listen and understand.
Well, first of all, thank you for coming to talk to us.
You're welcome. I'm happy to be here with you today.
Now, who invented Coca-Cola?
It was invented by an American pharmacist named Dr. John S. Pemberton in 1886. He used about 17 different ingredients to make the drink.
That's interesting. And what are some of the ingredients?
That's a secret that only a few people know, even today.
If I understand you correctly, you're saying it's still a secret? That's amazing. And was the drink he invented the same one we know today?
No, not really. Pemberton's drink was a thick liquid or syrup, and people added water to it.
I see. And why was it called Coca-Cola?
Well, coca and cola were two of the ingredients used in the drink.
How interesting.